A lady must never forget her manners, nor lose her composure. A Lady's Guide to Proper Comportment. Chapter 1. London, England, late May 1818. This is a monumental mistake. God's toenails! What were you thinking, Olivia Kingsley, agreeing to Auntie Muriel's addlepated scheme? Why had she ever agreed to this farce? Fingering the heavy ruby pendant hanging at the hollow of her neck, Olivia peeked out the window as the conveyance rounded the corner onto Berkeley Square. Good God! Carriage upon carriage, like great shiny beetles, lined the street beside an ostentatious manor. Her heart skipped a long beat, and she ducked out of sight. Braving another glance from the window's corner, her stomach pitched worse than a ship amid a hurricane. The full moon's milky light, along with the mansion's rows of glowing diamond-shaped panes, illuminated the street. Dignified guests in their evening finery swarmed before the grand entrance and on the granite stairs as they waited their turn to enter Viscount and Viscountess Wimpleton's home. The manor had acquired a new coat of paint since she had last seen it. She didn't care for the pale lead shade, preferring the previous colour, a pleasant, welcoming bronze green. Why anyone living in town would choose to wrap their home in such a chilly colour was beyond her. With its enshrouding fog and perpetually overcast skies, London boasted every shade of grey already. 3 years in the tropics, surrounded by vibrant flowers, pristine powdery beaches, a turquoise sea and balmy temperatures, had rather spoiled her against London's grime and stench. How long before she grew accustomed to the dank again, the gloom, the smell? Never. Shivering, Olivia pulled her silk wrap snugger. Though late May, she'd been nigh on to freezing since the ship docked last week. A few curious guests turned to peer in their carriage's direction. A lady swathed in gold silk and dripping diamonds spoke into her companion's ear and pointed at the gleaming carriage. Did she suspect someone other than Aunt Muriel sat behind the distinctive Daventry crest? Trepidation dried Olivia's mouth and tightened her chest. Would many of the temps remember her? Stupid question, that. Of course she would be remembered. Much like ivy, its vines clinging tenaciously to a tree, or a barnacle cemented to a rock, one couldn't easily be pried from the upper 10,000's memory. But more on point, would anyone recall her fascination with Alan Wimpleton? Inevitably. Coldness didn't cause the new shudder rippling from her shoulder to her waist. Yes, attending the ball was a feather-brained solicitation for disaster. No good could come of it. Flattening against the sky-blue and gold-trimmed velvet squab in the corner of her aunt's coach, Olivia vehemently shook her head. "I cannot do it. I thought I could, but I positively cannot." A curl came loose, plopping onto her forehead. Bother. The dratted, rebellious nuisance that passed for her hair escaped its confines more often than not. She shoved the annoying tendril beneath a pin, having no doubt the tress would work its way free again before evening's end. Patting the circlet of rubies adorning her hair, she assured herself the band remained secure. The treasure had belonged to Aunt Muriel's mother, a Prussian princess, and no harm must come to it. Olivia's pulse beat in irregular staccato as she searched for a plausible excuse for refusing to attend the ball after all. She wouldn't lie outright, which ruled out her initial impulse to claim a megrim. She wiggled her white-gloved fingers at her brother, lounging on the opposite seat. "We're not invited." Contented as their fat cat Socrates, after lapping a saucer of fresh cream, Bradford settled his laughing gaze on her.
"Yes, we mustn't do anything untoward."
Terribly vulgar, that. Arriving at a haute-ton function, no invitation in hand. She and Bradford mightn't make it past the vigilant major domo, and then what were they to do? Scuttle away like unwanted pests. Mortifying, and prime tinder for the gossips.
"Whatever will people think?"
Bradford thrived on upending society. If permitted, he would dance naked as a robin just to see the reactions. He cocked a cinder-black brow, his grey-blue eyes holding a challenge. Toad. Olivia yearned to tell him to stop giving her that loftier look.